This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Welcome along. Hope you're well and you've enjoyed your weekend. It's just gone 6 o'clock and it's FUBAR Radio on a Sunday evening. Sam and Lucy with you for the next 2 hours attempting to do radio. At least that's what we like to call it.
We do our best.
We do our best, but we won't promise anything because promises only lead to one thing. And do you know what that is, Luce?
What's that?
Disappointment. Start you off with our favourite song, the song we are just going to keep playing over and over again at the top of the show. The only way to start a show, in my opinion.
Well, it's the song of 2015, isn't it?
Already.
And we're happy to claim that already, even though it's only February, it is the song of 2015.
That's what the critics are saying, Luce.
And we are the critics.
Correct. No other critics other than me are saying that. Oh, and yourself.
Yeah, well, we're in agreement, and that's all that matters.
I think so. Yeah, I think we can call ourselves music critics, because at the end of the day, I'm the one who presses the buttons.
You press the buttons and I'm the one that dances in the corner, so...
That's the way it works.
That's all the accolades you need to be a critic, isn't it?
I think so. And somebody was stupid enough to give us a radio show. So presumably...
Fools.
I mean, yeah, that is... You're right, that's a different issue. They were very stupid to do that. But surely that gives us the right to kind of say whether music's good or not. And people just have to believe it. They have to take it as gospel.
I mean, we can say anything we want.
Go on, tell me one record you don't like.
A record I don't like?
Yeah, and you're allowed to say, you know... People have to believe you because you know,
I don't like Meghan Trainor. Lips are moving.
It's no good, is it?
It's no good.
It's no All About That Bass.
It's pretty much the same song, but not as good. And All About That Bass isn't even that good.
No, I don't really dislike it, and I also dislike the message.
Really. What is that? Because it's just a whole other way of subjugating women. Is that what you don't like?
I just think, right, and I've spoken about this before on another radio show.
Right.
But I think Meghan Trainor is a bully.
What makes you say that?
She basically, on All About That Bass, says, I would have you off in the playground. That's what she says. You, look at you, you're tiny, I would have you off.
Blimey.
Don't you think that's what she's saying?
I mean, the only time I ever actually listen to that song is, like, post at least 4 Sambucas.
Okay.
That's the only time I listen to
it. Does it not make you angry when you, you know, a couple of drinks inside you and Meghan Trainor's awful message? I'd be fuming.
I mean... Sure, I guess. I'd never really thought that deeply about it. I just didn't like her songs, but I'd never thought... I mean, she's layered now. Layered of badness.
Yeah, not a fan of Meghan Trainor at all.
Well, we can say what we like.
Yeah, we can. You at home may be a fan of Meghan Trainor, but I can tell you I'm not, therefore you should not be. Is that... Can we say that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, good.
I mean, it's music propaganda. We should have
I'm not a fan of that. I think that's got... As soon as you start calling it propaganda, I think we should stop.
I mean, that's what that just was.
However, if we're using our musical propaganda, our musical status, I think we should only use it for good. And that's playing music like the record we started the show with, 99 Souls, The Girl Is Mine.
Which is a legendary song.
It is a legendary song. Going to be number one at some point. We don't know when, because I don't even know if it's out yet. But I can tell you, as fact, that will be a number one record.
Well, that's just a lie. You can't say it's a fact.
Well, no. I'm putting my cards on the table. I'm saying it will be a number one record. That's what.
But you can't say it's a fact. I mean, you've just been full of lies from start to finish. You've been lies, and I'm already quite peeved about your lies you've been telling this show already.
Right. So one lie is that it's a fact. It will be number one.
Yeah, that's a lie. And you know what your other big lie is?
Go on.
You're telling everybody that it's Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Right, stop it. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's 7 minutes past 6 on a Sunday.
Because
that actually confused me when you said 6 o'clock and I was about to correct you because that's how stupid I am.
It's 6 o'clock. It's Sunday the 15th
stop
of February.
Stop lying. It's not.
Yes, it is.
Right. This is not right. So what's actually happened? It's actually something like, I don't know, 8:15 on a Wednesday.
We're actually in the past.
Because of that blooming boy sitting across from me.
Well, we're not... Well, yes, we are in the past.
Explain yourself.
Well, normally we do a show, 6 to 8. Stop it, because I had enough of this last week.
Sorry.
I had it up to here with
Stars, you need to go on.
No more toilet humour. It should be banned from the show.
Don't say doo-doo, then.
Okay.
Carry on. Carry on.
We normally do a show, 6 to 8, every Sunday. Have a listen. It's worthwhile listening to,
it's
isn't
bloody
it?
Bloody good.
I like to think so. So if you're listening now, head over to FUBAR Radio. And take a listen to this show. Nah, it seems pointless giving a message like that, doesn't it?
That's ridiculous.
However, if you are listening on a SoundCloud or iTunes,
yeah,
then try listening to the show live. It's 6 to 8 on a Sunday. However, we can't promise that we'll be live.
And why is that? Why is that, Sam? Is this not live? Why are we in the past?
Well, sometimes... It's not the first time we've pre-recorded this show.
Don't know that.
Last time we didn't admit it, but for one time we pre-recorded the show because you were going off gallivanting into Russia.
Woo, St. Petersburg,
exactly.
Yes, but that was a valid reason. I had business in Russia to be done, so that's why we didn't tell the good people of FUBAR that
yes.
It was a pre-record. But you, why are we doing a pre-record today?
Well, because... The upcoming weekend, or the weekend that's just been, I suppose, because it is Sunday.
That you are in the midst the of.
Yes, the weekend that we are, well, it's come to the end now. It's Sunday the 15th of, this is really confusing me. Can you tell? Right, just be completely honest now.
Yes.
Completely
please
honest.
Please do. That's what I'm trying to get you to do.
Right, today is actually not Sunday the 15th of February. It's in fact 4 or 5 days previous.
Oh my God. I don't even know.
It's Wednesday.
Is it the 11th?
It's Wednesday the 11th of February.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the reason we're pre-recording today is all down to me.
Yeah, because yeah. Sam's in love.
I wouldn't call it love. No, because that's just...
Wow, how long have you been together?
Sorry, yeah, I would call it love. I would call it love. Amy, if you're listening, it is love.
Wow, Amy's going to be happy about it. And she, but well, at least she'll hear this after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
So she won't hear this tonight.
But what I meant was it's not just down to love that we're pre-recording. It's just down to my plans that we're pre-recording.
Plans that's of something. Love.
Not plans of love, but there's a certain time of year when as somebody in a relationship, you have a duty to act like you're in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, make a bit of effort.
If it was up to me, I would come in here every Sunday and talk nonsense with my on-air wife, but sometimes the relationship I'm in dictates that I spend time with my off-air wife.
Which I'm not happy about.
Yeah, sorry, but that's just the way it works.
I mean, like we were talking about last Sunday, the reason we're doing this is because Sam's off yurting. Can yurt be a verb? To yurt?
It's because, yeah, let's
say
it's
glamping.
A verb.
Glamping's a verb,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He's glamping in Liverpool.
Blackpool.
Blackpool. So, Blackpool, not Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, if I was glamping in Liverpool, it certainly would be glamping. But as I'm in Blackpool, can we call it glamping? I'd say yurting is probably
yurting,
the better term.
Yurting,
yeah,
we'll go sounds with yurting. More appropriate.
Yes, but that's what I have done. That's what I'm doing. We are on Wednesday, aren't we? Let's just admit it.
Yeah, you know the facts, guys.
This coming weekend, I am in Blackpool, which is probably, by my estimate, about 200 miles from London where we record this show.
Wow.
So I just thought, do you know what? For this 1 week, Lucy's pre-recorded show because she went to Russia.
Business.
Not business, from what I've heard. She may say that on radio, but it's not the case. I thought I could get away with the pre-recording one in a week.
Okay, that
is that fair enough?
Allowed. We're allowed one each, but then if you take another one, I get to take another one.
Okay, yeah, that's
fair. Is that
how
it works? Like, we always have to balance each other up within a month.
So, no, but at the moment it's one each, isn't it?
One each.
One each, right, so then...
I didn't really tell you about Russia.
Do we want to do that now?
Well, I mean, the only thing I have to say, because you'll be bored by it, because it's a lot of art and museums and stuff, and I doubt you're not particularly interested in Russian political history, are you?
No.
I mean, that's not... you're just not,
you're not offending
you?
Me by that
no,
comment.
You're
no,
you're just not.
No.
But
no interest.
You know what will interest you?
Go on.
Did I tell you who happened to be in the same hotel as me?
Can I take a guess?
There's a few, but yeah.
There's a few... Right, there's a few people.
A few... few famous people... Was staying in the Astoria, which is this beautiful hotel in the centre of St. Petersburg. Very
all the Russian cities
luxurious.
Are available.
Yeah, it's the best one, though.
I don't know. Moscow would have something to say about that. they would.
They would, but they'd be wrong.
Like, but let me guess.
Right, so celeb staying there, genuinely.
Yes.
Bumped into one at breakfast, and then the rest was...
Oh. I've got a question.
Oh, yeah.
Do these celebs tend to hang around together because of their job?
Okay. Yes.
Did they have business in St. Petersburg?
Yes, they definitely had business in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
Generally, not necessarily these specific people hang out together, apart from two of them, because they're married.
Right, I was going to say
but they also
some kind
do
of football
business
team.
Together.
Is it an actor and actress?
There were actors and an actress. There may
Is
have
there
been
some
more.
Filming in St. Petersburg?
Something's filming in St. Petersburg.
Right, I don't know what the film is.
It's not a film.
Okay, so it's a TV show.
Think BBC. Yeah, big BBC coming on this summer. They were just doing some exterior shots.
St. Petersburg Weekender. Like a spin-off of the Magaluf Ibiza thing that they do.
I mean, good guess, Sam. What famous... I'm going to give you a clue. It's based on a book.
Based on a book.
So famous Russian book.
Famous Russian
that they'd
book.
Make into a big BBC series.
Sherlock. Because
Sherlock, they're doing Sherlock 2.
Sherlock 2.
Sherlock 2. I mean, no.
Holmesy takes St. Petersburg. That's what it'd be called.
A good guess. Not Russian.
Right.
But good. It's probably the most famous book in the world.
Most famous. And it was originally written in Russian.
I mean, I would say it's the most famous book in the world.
Well, there's that film
Apart
coming out
the
soon
Bible
called
and
50
the Quran.
Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Ah!
That's massive at the moment. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
Although
it's pretty big. It's pro. Yeah.
The most famous book in the world. Other than the Bible and the Quran.
Bible, Quran, maybe complete works of Shakespeare. No, it's as famous. It's famous.
Harry Potter.
Good guess. Again, not but Russian. J.K. Rowling isn't, in fact, Russian, but you know.
Is it
proud of you for guessing.
Fictional?
Yes.
That's why they turned it into a series.
Yes.
Great Expectations. But that's already been done on TV, so they'll have a hard act to follow.
It's not going
to
be that, is it? It's not going to be that great Russian novel.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't speak Russian and therefore can't read any Russian stuff. So I don't think it's fair that you put me on the spot like this.
Mate, it's War and Peace.
What? War on Peace.
War on Peace.
War on, who was that written by?
War on Peace.
You said it's the most famous book in the world. Right. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it was written by J.K. Rowling. Anyway, let's move on from Russian literature.
Harry Potter, War on Peace.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
But let me tell you the celebrities, because this you will know, okay?
Okay.
You will know these people.
Well, can I take a guess, actually?
All right, you can try.
Although the last guessing game took a while.
Jesus!
These opening links have got to get shorter, because we're just like, everything gets pushed back in what we want to do with the show.
It's because you're so useless.
No, but I think I know what type of actors will feature in this BBC make of War on Peace.
Yeah.
Right,
go on then, give me your guesses.
Caroline Flack. No, it's not. It's different Caroline I'm thinking of.
I think she might just be an extra in that.
Right. Will Meller.
I literally don't even know who that is.
James Corden.
No. But a lot of the people in it are comedy people. They're not all serious actors.
David Walliams.
No.
Matt Lucas.
No.
Out
of the four I saw, like there must have been more, but out of the four I saw, although I think they've all turned their hand to comedy, two are comedian actors.
Comedian actors.
Big comedy actors.
Russell Brand.
No. I mean, this could go on forever, Sam. This is torture.
Rather than me trying to guess who it is, I think you just tell me.
I mean, I did say that about 10 minutes ago. I was just going to tell you, and it'd be a nice little tip.
Okay, go. Yeah, go on.
Jim Broadbent.
Who?
Shut up.
I've no idea.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You might have shown me a picture.
You do know Jim Broadbent. He was in Harry Potter. He was Professor Slughorn.
Not familiar with the character, but then I've only seen the first and the last Harry Potter.
Did you see Filth, James McAvoy?
Nope.
Another, oh my god, I'm not even going to bother because he's been in like everything. Okay, James Norton. Did you see Happy Valley?
Nope, not heard of that either.
How famous
are these people, right?
Jennifer Saunders.
Yes.
And Adrian Edmondson.
No.
Yes, you, shut up, you do know who they are.
What you could have said is, whilst in Russia, I saw Jennifer Saunders from Ab Fab fame and we'd have been done, but instead we've talked for 10 minutes.
I didn't tell you to guess, that was all you. And Adrian Edmondson, he was in Bottom with Rick Mayall.
I know, I've heard of Bottom.
He's married to Jennifer Saunders.
No.
Okay, Jim Broadbent, I'm going to show you a picture of him in the next song, right. And James Norton. James Norton, you might not recognise, I have a massive crush on him, that's just why I know who he is. But Jim Broadbent, you do know who that is. You just do. I refuse to believe that you don't.
No, I actually don't.
Okay, I will show you a picture.
No
of him.
Idea.
I will show you a picture. James Norton, you might not recognise, but I'm madly in love with him. And our eyes met over the breakfast table in Russia, and he was wearing a cute bobble hat, and I was just staring at him like, are you famous? Oh my God, it's you. Oh my God, I'm in love with you.
I had that with David Moyes.
Who's that?
He now manages Real Sociedad.
Okay.
He previously managed Manchester United, but when I saw him, I was in a hotel in Liverpool again. Oh. I was glamping. And he had just... It was in the summer, it was in August time.
Yeah.
And he just, as Everton manager, signed three players in one day. And he celebrated by coming to the hotel I was staying at to eat.
Aww.
Yeah, I was all shaky. My grandma suggested I went and said hello, but I just didn't dare. Nope.
I used to go say hello to famous people when I saw them, but I've kind of lost my balls now.
Really?
I can't do it now.
I can't do it. I'm awful at it.
Yeah, my mum was just, because we were in this bar sitting next to Jennifer Saunders and Jim Broadbent and stuff, and she was quite drunk, trying to take selfies with them all in the background. And I was like, please don't do this, it's really awkward. But then she managed to get one. I was like, okay, that's quite good.
Yeah, at least it's
she
done
got
that.
One.
Yeah.
She got it.
I'm trying to think, there's been quite famous people coming to FUBAR, but I've not ever had one picture taken with a famous in FUBAR.
Have you not?
Never.
I don't think I have, actually. I've met a couple of famous at FUBAR.
I mean,
I've wanted to sometimes.
Yes, I have as well. When Arj came in from TOWIE, that was one I wanted.
Okay.
And Anthony Costa, I kind of wanted.
See, I wanted one with Mark Dolan.
But you can, like, still have that.
Which I could still legit have. He's,
yes,
here all the
definitely.
Time.
He was in today.
But, like, that would be... I just think it would be really awkward.
Nah,
like, I really
okay.
like Mark. I think he's really cool.
He's a good guy, is Mark.
But, like, I don't know how you even broach...
Well, the thing
that.
Is, Mark's normal. Well, a lot of these famous people are actually
he
human,
is normal,
aren't they?
Though. He's a lovely
he's
chap.
He's particularly normal, is Mark. You won't mind me saying that.
We should go for a drink with him sometime.
He's actually having drinks this week.
Oh, my God, when?
But, well, I'm not going to...
Can you invite me so I can try and get a subtle selfie?
Right.
Mark
well,
Dolan.
When
that's
we get
challenge.
Into a song, we'll sort this out.
Yes.
But I don't think we should do it on air. Right. I think... Should we say what's going on the show?
Oh, please do.
We've rambled on for 20 minutes already, but here's what's coming up on today's show. We will have my potentially my favourite ever guest on this show we have ever had. Somebody that I've been chasing for a week.
Whoa.
Yes, he cancelled on me for another show on the station earlier in the week, but I was so relieved because that meant that he had to come on this one.
Hooray!
Very excited, but I won't say any more than that at the moment. We also have your mate Pete coming on.
Yep, aka Lost Boy.
Aka Lost Boy, who's going to produce, we hope. We're going to certainly pitch the idea to him about producing our Easter record, which I've written a rap for now.
Shut up, have you?
Yes.
I haven't done one. Because we're doing a pre-record on Wednesday, so I didn't have time, Sam.
It's not my fault. I've written a rap, so...
Right,
when
I'll write a rap in the next song. It's
great.
Fine. I'm talented.
What we'll do, we'll get Pete on in probably about 15 minutes' time. I will rap to him. Lucy, you're going to try and write something down. We'll see. But so we're going to pitch the idea of this Easter song we've got called Hot Cross Buns.
I think I'm going to model mine on Anaconda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, no, do it. Go for
That's my plan.
Mine...
Don't want none if you got... Buns, hun.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. Yeah,
see, that
hun.
Works.
You
That's
know.
Good. It's already good.
Good.
Other things on the show today, the normal stuff, really. We got Around the World in 80 Seconds, which was very hastily written about 15 minutes ago. So we'll see how that fares in a bit. What else are we doing? Celebrity Chop, which
Celebrity.
Is now just... Yeah, Celebrity Chop, which is now just three celebrities long because Lucy is so bad at it.
It's too hard! Thank you to everybody that tweeted in, actually, to @FUBARRadio. I mean, you can tweet us in the future, the past, this weird time warp, and you can still tweet @FUBARRadio. But thank you to the people that were tweeting us saying they were playing Celebrity Chop along at home and that were getting people and they were doing better than me.
Yes, they
actually,
were.
I didn't like that. Don't tell me you're doing better than me. Tell me you're doing worse so I feel better about myself. Thanks.
I do have a game that you may be better at.
What's this?
And this is a game that we're going to do next. I won't say too much, but there's some big news this weekend. Apart from it being Valentine's Day, there's something massive happening in popular culture. And it's kind of taken over every website, every Twitter feed, Facebook feed in the country. So I thought I would act upon it.
Oh, my God.
Topical game coming next after our first feature of the day. It's Lucy's Naughty Naughties tune, but today picked by me. So that means I can only play one person.
Oh, God.
Do you remember Daniel Bedingfield?
Yes. Oh, no. Why do I trust you?
It's good, this one.
No.
Daniel Bedingfield, got to get through
God.
This. Sam and Lucy with you till 8 o'clock. It's FUBAR Radio. We'll be right back.
just a second, then I'll be alright. Surely when my moment couldn't break my heart. Give me till tomorrow, then I'll be okay. Just another day and then I'll hold you tight.
Daniel Bedingfield, some kind of remix this at the end. What's going on? It sounds like my system is breaking, but it's not. It's just got to get through this. Naughty, our Naughty Naughties tune for this week.
Sam's Naughty Naughties tune.
Yes, you don't want anything to do with that, do you, Lucy?
Not particularly, especially not that remixy version.
Well, no, it only got remixed at the end. Do you know what that sounded like? Like it was, it sounded like it was taken from a Ministry of Sound mix CD.
Yeah.
So when you get the obviously you get the mix, which is like an hour long, but when you take each track individually, you do hear the previous and then the next track, either end of the song, because obviously they're mixed. I downloaded one of these Ministry of Sound CDs just the other day, hoping to play some of the records today, but of course every single one was ruined by the songs either side of it. Not ruined, because the nice records either side, but it just means we can't play them on the radio. But obviously, whoever uploaded that version to the system didn't know that rule. But there you are. Anyway.
Amateurs,
exactly. Sam and Lucy here until 8 o'clock this evening. An hour and a half to go. We've already wasted an hour and a half. We're supposed to be... We're already 15 minutes behind, you know.
Are we actually?
Yeah. I plan to get to this now 15 minutes ago.
Really? Yeah, I mean, no even good, during that song, I was messing about in my bag looking for a hot cross bun. I actually think there is one in there.
Have you written anything down for this rap?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, don't... We'll,
I mean,
we'll save
I've
it
written,
for Pete.
I've written the chorus.
Yes.
And then I'm going to freestyle.
Sounds good to me.
Which is a skill of mine. I mean, I don't want to boast, but...
It's a skill.
I'm with it. I'm happening.
I don't actually have any hip-hop beats to put underneath us.
Do you actually not?
So it will be us literally freestyling when we have Pete on in about 5 minutes' time.
I mean, at least I won't be constrained by the beat. I can free-flow like I want to.
Exactly. See, I think that's a positive thing.
Be free.
It's a good thing. Right, are you up for playing my new game?
I'm really curious about this, yeah. Do I need paper and pen at ready?
Yes, you do. That would be very useful,
paper
actually.
Paper and pen is at ready. No. What on earth are you on about?
Right, this game, basically, like I said before, there's something massive happening in pop culture at the moment. 50 Shades of Grey is, well, it's out officially because we're on Sunday, remember? But actually,
it was out last night for all you listeners.
Yes, or Friday night.
Was it not Saturday? I thought it came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, 12 o'clock though. People are staying up, Luce.
Shut up, are they actually?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jack, who we work with,
he's
staying up till 12 o'clock on Friday night.
Why?
To go and see Jamie Dornan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Or whatever he's called. Yeah, so it's massive, isn't it, this 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Everything is massive, but today isn't Sunday, it's Wednesday. It's still build up at the moment.
And neither of us have seen it.
Neither of us have seen it. But no one has yet, because it's Wednesday. But the suspense is building. And one of the things that I noticed today was there was a lot of websites were making a big deal out of reviews. Because today was the day that, for the first time, magazines, websites, newspapers alike were allowed to put out their reviews.
Okay.
Now, some of those reviews focus just on one thing, and that's not Jamie Dornan's performance or his co-star's performance, whose name escapes me.
Me too, that's really bad.
Or the plot, or, it doesn't focus on any of these things whatsoever.
It just focuses on... What, any ideas?
The Rumpy Pumpy?
Thanks. Yeah.
Beth?
Thanks.
You're so... You so sex. Can't talk about sex. When you try, you just go... Bah.
Sex. Yeah, they sex. Just... What, sex. They just focus on the sex.
Sex.
The Rumpy Pumpy.
When you say
the
it, sounds
stuff
so wrong.
That you do when the light is off.
Does the light always have to be off?
Yes, they do, Luce. It's the rules. Yeah, okay. That's all. That's all. Every review is just talking about the sex, and it's making me a little bit nervous because I would have seen this film because not because I'm really I've not read the book, but I'm just thinking this is kind of like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. It's massive. You have to go and see it. But then I read the reviews and I just thought I'm going to be very uncomfortable going to see this.
Well, I was
going to
say, doesn't it have a total of 45 minutes worth of sex throughout the whole film? Which a normal film, even if it featured sex scenes, has about 7 minutes worth of it is a lot. So I think it's 45
minutes?
It was 35 or 45 minutes.
That actually
worth
contradicts
of sex.
One of the reviews that I read.
Oh, really?
Slightly.
What did they say? Did they say it was less than
well,
that?
Well, what we'll do, we'll find out.
Oh.
Okay, because reading these reviews, and like I said, they only focused on one thing, which, as I read them, made me wonder whether I was reading a film review or a adult film review.
Oh.
So what I've done, this inspired me to create a game for you.
Brilliant.
I've got 5 reviews in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I want you to have a listen, and you've got to tell me whether it's a 50 Shades of Grey review or whether it's an actual adult film review.
Gosh, this is very blue for you, Sam. This is like something I'd come up with and you'd shoot me down and you'd be like, no, it's too rude.
It is quite rude, but that
so basically I need to work out / guess whether it's 50 Shades of Grey review or a porn review.
That's it. You'll hear a review and just go with what your gut tells you.
I mean, I hope Grandma Wilson isn't listening.
See, I think Grandma Wilson will find this quite funny because what I'm doing is not... I'm not indulging in the Rumpy Pumpy. I'm simply acknowledging it and laughing at it. Do you understand?
I'm with you. I'm not sure that's how Grandma Wilson will see it, but...
Well, Grandma Wilson, if you're listening, which I know you like to, she likes to get the iTunes downloads and listen on a generic iPhone. And so she can let me know. I'll be seeing her at the weekend anyway.
Why?
Why?
It's Valentine's weekend.
So no, I mean like the next weekend.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Wait,
oh,
no, it's Sunday.
It's so confusing. Right, have you got a pen at the ready? Are you ready for review number one?
Hit me.
Those looking for hot, kinky sex will be disappointed. Fewer than 15 of the movie's 125 minutes feature sex scenes. Discussion of contracts and objections over line items outweigh erotica. Even the graphic nudity grows numbing.
Thank you to the voice of the reviews there. I want to give him a name. The voice of the reviews.
I mean,
Jerry.
Why?
Jerry. With a G. Jerry with a G. Thank you, Jerry with a G.
Jerry
Great
McFerry.
Review. Jerry McFerry. Yeah. But was Jerry McFerry writing a review of 50 Shades of Grey, the film soon to be breaking every single cinema, or an actual porn film?
Well, I would say it's a review of 50 Shades of Grey, because it sounds like one, but I read a review that was saying that there was loads of sex, and that there was like 45 minutes worth of sex.
Well, that's not what this review says.
But he is just, maybe he's not necessarily saying, Jerry McFerry is not necessarily saying that there's no sex. He's just saying that maybe, like he was saying, you know, you get numbed by the naked bodies or whatever it was.
Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
I mean,
time.
I suppose, yeah, we'll hear it just
you
once.
You know what I mean?
But this is the only time you're hearing it twice because we've got people to speak to, Luce. Okay.
Go on then. Give it to
review
me.
Review number one again.
Give it to me, Sam.
Those looking for hot, kinky sex will be disappointed. Fewer than 15 of the movie's 125 minutes feature sex scenes. Discussion of contracts and objections over line items outweigh erotica. Even the graphic nudity grows numbing.
Can I have your final answer, please?
50 Shades of Grey.
1-0, Lucy.
Yeah.
That's 50 Shades of Grey. That was from US Today. That was their take on the 50 Shades of Grey film.
Gosh, that's not positive.
It wasn't really positive.
That's quite nasty.
To be honest, not many of these are positive.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right. Potential porn review or 50 Shades of Grey review, number 2.
Good films are good storytelling and this is masterful in every sense of the word. For those who say that sex scenes add nothing but cheap titillation to a movie, this film's brilliance lies not with its exquisitely filmed sex scenes but in its blending of hardcore sex and good storytelling.
There you are. Jerry McFerry going to town.
Jerry, you naughty boy.
He is a naughty boy.
Porn.
You're saying porn.
I'm saying porn.
That one I thought you'd trip up on, but it is indeed porn. That was a review of Wasteland, a porn film that starred, let me just check, I've got it written down. Wasteland, it stars Lily Carter and Lily LeBeau.
Yeah. Lily and Lily.
The two Lilies.
Wasteland. That's an awful name for a porno. Surely that's an automatic turn off.
I've not seen it. I did get some weird looks in the office today as I was going on these websites to review porn. It was actually quite...
In the office?
I had no choice. The site that I went on to get these reviews was actually quite above board. It took the adult world very seriously.
Okay.
There were serious reviews on just about everything the adult world has to offer, from films to toys, let's say. But, of course, there's kind of like...
You can't even talk about it.
The pop-ups that come with a website like that, or the adverts on the sidebars of websites like that.
Sure.
Obviously, kind
naughty.
Of quite thick, yeah.
Got are you ready? A bit of upper thigh and whatnot.
Yes, you did, yes. Do you want to hear review number three?
Go on then.
There's not nearly enough sex in it. That's a shame, because she performed nothing short of a miracle here. Turning hapless, unreadable fanfiction rubbish that somehow caught fire into a gapable, slow building script.
What are you saying? Review number three.
Well, that sounds really obviously 50 Shades of Grey.
So what's your final answer?
But maybe it's a trick. Oh, God, 50 Shades of Grey.
It is indeed, yes. 50 Shades of Grey. You are 3 for 3.
Woohoo! We finally found a game I can do.
Yes, and
porn.
I honestly think you'll get 5 for 5 because the ones that I thought would trip you up, we've already played.
Legend.
But we'll find out. Is this one 50 Shades of Grey or actual porn?
Nobody in the movie has visible genitals. He in particular seems to do a whole lot of stuff in the playroom with his shirt off but his pants on, which cannot be comfortable for such an active young man. Nobody sweats, nobody strains, nobody loses control, or even fakes losing control by simulating an orgasm.
There you are. Is that 50 Shades of Grey or some dirty, sexy porn film?
Visible genitals.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Oh, it's so funny.
Come on, let's keep it a book because this is a film we're talking about. This is a film that loads of people will see.
Porn.
Number 4 on porn or
no? Oh God, it was quite hard.
Are you saying porn?
No, I'm saying 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh God. Do I accept your first answer or your final answer?
I mean, my final answer. That's what they do on everything else in the game.
Yes,
world.
They do. Right, in that case, you're 4 for 4.
Yeah!
50 Shades of Grey. That was taken from Entertainment Weekly. And they went to town, really, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
I don't know what they were expecting.
I know. Did they think it would be all... Well, they clearly thought it would be sweaty and
yeah,
writhing.
Yeah, they wanted genitals out, didn't they? Right, number 5, then. On the game with no name. 50 Shades of...
Porn.
Yes. Is this one porn or 50 Shades of Grey?
My initial thought was that it looked very pretty and had good potential to be hot. However, they don't refer to it as porn but as erotic art, which interested me greatly as I wondered if it would be too artsy to be arousing. Boy, was I wrong.
Jerry McFerry, you legend.
Jerry McFerry is a legend.
Boy, was I wrong.
What are you saying then? A final one. Can you be 5 for 5?
Porn.
That one is indeed porn.
Yes!
Empire of Light, Volume 1, that one was
volume
called.
Volume 1, there's yeah. more than one.
That's very good, that, Luce.
I mean, clearly porn is my area of expertise.
Yes, it is.
And I'm proud. I've finally got full marks on one of your games.
I think this 50 Shades of Grey chat will be coming back in the next few weeks.
Oh, God, yeah, we've got to go see it. We'll have to
together?
Go. Shall we? Shall we go see it together?
I'm wondering...
That would be our first outing together outside of FUBAR HQ. And it would be hilarious if our first outing out of the premises was to go see 50 Shades of Grey.
And then I think what we do is write our own reviews and Jerry McFerry can read them out on air.
We could maybe even record some little vloggy things.
From inside the cinema. Right, this sounds good.
Yay!
Enjoy that then, good game?
Good game, well done,
good
Sam.
Game, right.
Proud of you.
More serious business next. Me and Lucy have got to make some money.
Mm.
We're going to be calling an actual record producer and selling him the idea of an Easter banger. That's what I'm going to call it. Pete, a.k.a. Lost Boy.
Yeah, we're going to see if he's going to produce it. He's music writer and producer, so we're hoping he can take our already brilliant song and make it even better.
Lost Boy on the phone next.
Nobody in the movie has visible genitals. He in particular seems to do a whole lot of stuff in the playroom with his shirt off but his pants on, which cannot be comfortable for such an active young man. Nobody sweats, nobody strains, nobody loses control, or even fakes losing control by simulating an orgasm.
Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. They can see me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, sisters fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let a whack diggin' get near me. I might kiss the baddest bitch if you damn it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy, can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies, are you here? Trouble butter on your poor. Cuddle buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But put you dancing with the stars. I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. I bought some. She became a vacuum. Put it on my dick like carpet. The white on white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans. Get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
Drake, Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. I believe they call themselves Young Money. Something like that.
I think I find it's Lil Wayne.
What do I call him? Little?
Yeah, it's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Sam?
Yes.
That was god awful.
Well, it's not. That'll be huge, though. You can't.
It doesn't matter if it's going to be huge. We don't have to play nonsense. I mean, that truffle butter, that was awful. I let Sam choose all the music this week. And he, yes. I challenged him to try and pick songs that he thinks I'd like. And I just said then, oh, God, why is this? Turn it off. And he's like, oh, I thought you'd like this.
I genuinely thought you did.
It's awful. It's awful. I hated it.
You're like, everything Nicki Minaj touches normally.
I mean, actually, we're about to talk to Lost Boy and I've got a bit of Nicki Minaj-inspired stuff for him. So me and Sam, as you all know, we've got our Easter album that we're trying to pitch to people. We spoke to Sam Hine from an unmentionable record label. And now we're talking to Pete, a.k.a. Lost Boy, music producer, to see what he thinks of our ideas. Hello, Pete.
Hello, mate. How are you?
We're very good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Quite busy. I'm actually just in a session now with with some people, but it's cool. I, you know, wanted to talk to you.
Wow. I mean,
that's... Are we interrupting?
No, it's fine. I sort of forgot you were calling, to be brutally honest.
Wow. So
it's perfect. Well, I'm in the actual, in the perfect position to talk about stuff.
But we're not on speakerphone, are we? Because me and Lucy are going to perform down the phone, and the last thing I want is a whole record studio hearing. Well, it's
they
not going to be great.
They might steal our ideas. If you're in a studio,
I mean,
they could steal all our ideas.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, the people I'm working with aren't going to be up to the level that you guys are. I mean, I know you've been sort of
charmer.
But he's right.
He's right. This Easter compilation album is going to be big. It's going to be bigger than Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne.
I've heard your, you know, the things you've done before.
Yeah.
I know there's potential.
We have prize.
Yes, we do.
If you will.
I think the best thing to do, Pete, is bring you right up to date. Me and Lucy, we've come up with a few ideas for compilation albums. Mm-hmm. It's like little business ideas. Some compilation albums that have not been made before. They do ones for like getting fit. They do them for Christmas songs. They do them for like summer anthems. But as yet, they haven't done one for going back to school or turning 50 or the one that we want to talk to you about, Easter.
These are our three big ideas.
These are our three big ideas.
Money makers.
Yeah.
We're focusing mainly on our Easter compilation because that's where we think we can get most of the money from. So do you maybe want to hear? We've kind of done some prep towards it. Do you want to hear our like a little preparation advert for it?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
it's here and bigger than ever. Now that's what I call Easter. 42 top chart hits to get excited about this Easter. With Christina Aguilera, Exhibit, Example, and Liberty X. Now Easter, including cracking chart toppers from Rizzle Chicks and Jerry Shelleywell. Now that's what I call Easter, the soundtrack to your excellent Easter.
I mean, what do you think, Pete?
I love it. I think the puns as well, that's something, that's great. I mean,
Thank you.
So it's effectively a compilation album.
Yeah, basically what happened was, so we spoke to Sam Hine from this massive record label. He loved our stuff, and he suggested that we do a song, like one song of our own.
Original.
Yeah, an original song before, you see, totally he knows his stuff, he knows words like that. We do an original song alongside the compilation, and this is where we need you, because he said we need to get ourselves a producer, and we thought, who better?
And one of the things I think you could do with a feature, like a guest rapper.
A feat?
Possibly.
Have you got any ideas?
Yeah,
do you think Lil Wayne would do it?
Lil Wayne's good, but I've recently been in the studio with this rapper, really good. He's really good. He's cool. He goes by the name of Humpty Dumpty. So obviously that fits perfectly with
Eggsy. Man.
That would be great, wouldn't it? That would make sense.
Humpty Dumpty. Sam and Lucy feet really... Humpty Dumpty. I mean, well, what we're playing with at the moment, the song's going to be called Hot Cross Buns, based on the classic. Right. You might have heard of it.
We'll use the classic as our sample for the chorus.
Yeah.
I think that'll be our hook,
I mean,
Pete.
Okay.
Me and Sam have both prepared a little bit. Do you want to hear our little bits we've prepared?
We'll do a verse each.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We're going to do a rap verse each, but there is still space for Humpty Dumpty if you can get him in on this.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'll play this to him.
Sweet. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, so I'll do my little bit.
Yes.
Then you flip into yours.
I think, be honest, Pete, Lucy will go first with her rap. I think it's a rap, Lucy.
Okay.
Somewhere in between. It's something out of this world.
Okay, and then we'll get your opinions, Pete, before hearing mine, and then again, we'll have your opinions. So, Lucy, when you're ready.
I mean, I've prepared a little bit, and then I'm going to freestyle. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Are you going to give me a beat, or am I just going to...
I know, you're going to have to just do it, because I've got nothing prepared.
Okay. Sam and Lucy don't. Sam and Lucy don't. Sam and Lucy don't want none if you've got hot cross buns. So that's my main base, based on Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
Can you steal it?
I mean, I'm sure she won't mind, because I changed it... I don't know if you noticed there, Sam. I changed it to hot cross buns at the end.
Yes, you did.
So, I mean, that's all I've got. I'm not going to lie. That's my lot. That's what I've prepared.
Okay. I mean, I had goosebumps for most of that performance.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
It was pretty good.
That means so much to me. I mean, I've also got a bit where I just sing Hot Cross Buns, but Sam has banned me from singing Hot Cross Buns again because I've been doing it every week. But you can imagine how beautiful that is.
Yeah, and that's a crowd pleaser as well.
Everybody loves that. It's a classic, mate. It's a classic. Right, Sam, come on. Let's hear yours. Let's hear yours. I'm looking forward to it.
Right, well, this first line of the rap, because I've written something original. I've not stealing anything from Nicki Minaj.
Stop sucking up to Pete. God.
However, Pete, forgive me for the first line because it references a beat, but I don't have a beat. So just bear that in mind, but I'm going to go ahead.
I'm imagining a beat.
Yes, thank you. Yo, it's Sam Hutt on the beat. I rap because I don't... Oh, hang on. I'll stop. Let me start from top. Yo, it's Sam Hutt on the beat. I rap because what I have to say don't fit in a tweet. I have a message about Easter and it ain't funny because this time of year is about more than a buddy. It's about new life and hope again, a time to reflect and say amen. So remember, don't eat too much as you'll get fat.
Okay.
Summer is on the way. There's no time for that. So enjoy your Easter, but don't go over the top. Have one egg, but know when to stop. Pete, any thoughts?
It's great, mate. You've obviously gone with quite a sort of religious theme there. There's a thread through there that I can see is close to your heart, possibly. I mean, in terms of performance...
Yes, performance-wise.
What do you think of the performance?
I think the nerves got to you at the beginning, a little bit.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
that's fair to say.
But apart from that, it's a sound effort. There's a lot of good material in there.
Okay, so from what you've heard from
rhyming structure.
What you've heard from both of us, do you think you'd be willing to produce a track for us, possibly feat Humpty Dumpty?
I'm sure I'll get his people to talk to me. and I'll see what we can do.
I mean, amazing. And you can pull the sick beats. I really want, in music where at the start it goes like wop 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 wop. I want to chuck some of that in. Do you reckon you can do that?
Luckily, I just got a new wob machine.
Oh, yes. So this is fate.
That's very convenient.
Very in, very now. I'm very with it, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I think I'm chuffed. So we'll send some contracts over for you to sign.
Could we book in studio time now, Pete? Is it a convenient time? Have you got your diary in front of you?
Yeah. I'm looking. It's looking. When's good for you?
Well, ideally, we're working to a deadline, aren't we? Because Easter is on its way. And we want this record to be probably out.
We're talking Easter 2015, right?
Yeah, yes. We want it in time.
Okay. Well, I mean, it is a single, but it's more up to Dumpty and his crew. So we'll have to...
All the King's Men, yeah? All the King's Men.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
So you sound not very willing to commit to a date at the moment, Pete.
No, I'm willing to commit. It's just Dumpty and whether they've put him back together again and whether he's ready for...
True.
Be back in the studio.
That's fair.
But I don't know. I'm definitely up for it.
Okay, I think the best thing to do is you go away, Pete. You speak to Humpty and his men, as I suppose you call them, and then you come back to us with the dates he's available, and we'll all try and get into the studio together. Lucy, you bring the hot cross buns to get us in the mood.
Yeah. On it.
Sounds good.
Okay, and we'll make this happen. We're gonna have a number one record on our hands for Easter 2015.
That's what I like.
It'll go like hot cakes, like hot cross bun cakes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, Pete. Well, thank you very much, mate. We'll let you get back to whoever it is you're recording at the moment that probably isn't as good as me and Lucy.
No. She's not quite as good as you, but she's getting there.
Who is it? Are you allowed to tell me who it is?
Yeah, she's called Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Pertussi. French singer.
Ooh.
That sounds impressive.
That sounds quite fancy. I mean, not as good as...
Are they waiting for you now?
Yeah, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Hi, Adelaide. Okay. There's much more important stuff going on here.
Right. No, I think we've got to let him go now.
I mean, I feel really bad now.
It's
getting really late.
Right. Pete, thank you very much, mate. It'll be good to get you in again and we can talk about what you're actually doing and not about what me and Lucy would like to do. All right, mate.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Thanks very much, Lost
Boy.
All right,
I'll talk soon.
Bye.
No problem. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Mate, that went so well.
I think we're onto something, aren't we?
Oh, my God. He loved it.
He seemed to, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he also seemed at the end as if he was rushing us off the phone.
I mean, yeah, I reckon he just put on a girly voice then to make it sound like, oh, look, I'm recording in the studio. I need to go. Hi.
But I didn't know whether that was because he wanted us off the phone because he didn't like the idea or simply that he is kind of strapped for time, as he's bound to be.
Don't know. I'll have to listen back to that one and analyse it.
Also, you drop him a text. Just say thank you very much.
Thanks. We'll book some studio time soon.
Me and Sam are really excited.
Get Humpty
involved. And whoever else, example, if he's up for it.
Rizzle Chicks.
They can put a verse on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, text him. Text him during this next song.
I'm on it.
Okay, time.
Yeah, got my phone.
The time is now 5 to 7. Although,
well,
it's
sort
not actually,
of.
It's 5 to 9 on a Wednesday. But if you're listening live on Sunday, it's 5 to 7. Still to come on the show, we've got my favourite ever guest, other than Pete Lost Boy. We're going to have a guest that I really, really want to speak
to. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. I told him that we'd be speaking to him in 5 minutes from now. Do you think we should do that then? Or should we push it back just slightly? Or do you want to do it now?
I don't want to mess him around because he's a big fish.
He is a big fish.
And big fish, you can't mess around with them because they'll bite you.
Yeah, that's how the phrase goes.
Yeah.
You have made my mind up for me then. What we'll do, we will have this guest that we built up on next.
Wow.
That's pretty big, isn't it?
Huge.
Luce, as I've picked all the songs today.
Oh, yeah. Is this one for me or?
Not really, but you can give me your opinion on this.
Will do. I'll give you a rating at the end, as okay. I like to do.
It's a band, actually, that are going to be massive this year.
Yeah.
Not said by me, said by all those experts.
Oh, okay, but we are experts now. We cover this. We are music experts.
Okay, so if I was to say to you a three-piece from London who are going to be big this year, any ideas?
I would say, is it the string trio from Southeast London, doing a lot of, I can't remember that. I think they just called String Trio.
No, it's not them.
It's just like they do a lot of Vivaldi and stuff and Handel, Messiah.
It's got quite a way off actually. It's kind of like disco pop music.
Oh, disco! I like disco.
I'll see what you think of this then. It's Years and Years. The track's called King. years and years. Tracks called King. What are you saying, Luce?
I'm saying they sounded like three Ollie Murs.
Three Ollie Murs. They won't like that.
Which they won't like, and you know what? I didn't like that particularly. It was fine. Again, that's like a two Sambuca song. Basically, really? The more Sambucas it takes for me to enjoy it, the worse the song is. So two Sambucas isn't bad.
Okay.
But like, you know, it should, for a good song, you should need no Sambuca.
Very true.
That's how I rate it.
However, there's certain songs that wouldn't work after Sambucas, isn't there?
Like what?
Well, say like James Bay. Everyone likes him at the moment. Everyone thinks he's great. But his music, would that really work after any Sambucas?
I think that would work after maybe four Sambucas. But that's not judging that. It's because then the tiredness you get after that, when you're drunk and you're lying on Brighton Beach and you're a bit like spinning, listening to Hold Back the River, that would work.
Perhaps.
That would work for me.
Okay, this is now the time, Lucy.
Yay! He's here.
He's here.
Oh, gives it away, is he? Oh.
The guest I've been getting really excited about, a guest that I've been chasing, the guest that cancelled on another FUBAR show, but I didn't care, so then I could have him on my own show, a guy who's become a bit of an internet sensation in the last week. He kind of blew up.
He didn't blow up,
but I think it's best if, Marcus, you tell us what you've been up to and why you've suddenly become internet famous.
Hello there.
Hello,
yeah,
mate. Go on.
It's kind of blown up massively, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
Well, basically, a week ago this Saturday just gone, I was out with a couple of friends celebrating their last night in Oxford before they all go to Thailand. And, we were just having a pretty standard night. We were having a few drinks, all got a bit out of hand. We all went clubbing. It was pretty good. And then, I was in town, and I wanted to meet another one of my friends, Alex. So I texted him, and was like, oh, are you in town? And then, obviously, I got home, like it must have been like an hour later or something, checked my phone.
This is the good
part. Assumed that Alex had gone ahead and texted me, oh, are you in town? And then I just replied, yeah, no, mate, I'm at home now. The confusion kind of overwhelmed me when I was drunk, and I only realised the next day when I was kind of like doing a standard pre-night text check.
You were just doing that thing in the morning of just kind of looking back at the night. You wanted to see who you text, what you
see
tweeted,
any selfies you took,
exactly, and then what you saw.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Was a conversation with yourself.
Oh yeah, I didn't really expect to see that, to be honest, of all the things.
What was the first thing you thought when you did see it? Because obviously the second thought was, I will tweet this, but what was the first thing you thought?
Well, first thought was, oh my god, how have I done that? Like, I was, that's so classic. And I showed my friends, and they were like, oh, this is that's quite funny. I'll give you that, that's quite funny. So I'd screenshot it, put it on Twitter, and it was more of a kind of, I'm going to show more of my friends this kind of moment, rather than I'm going to show the internet everyone this.
So what did happen after it was on Twitter? Like, so it got retweeted and favorited by like how many people and stuff?
I think it's like 30,000 favorites or something, and like almost 20,000 retweets, I think, at the moment.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't really expect that to happen, to be honest. I kind of thought it would just be like a couple of favorites from like my sister and my friends, but no, it kind of, I got like 1,000 in like an hour.
I was going to say, how long did it take to start to really pick up?
Well, I was at work. I tweeted before I got into work, and then like I had my phone on with me at work, and like it just started, my phone just started like hotting up, and I was like, okay, this is a bit weird. I looked at my phone, like it must have been like a couple of minutes after I tweeted it. And I got about 100 retweets. So I was like, okay, that's a bit strange. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say within an hour, it probably had about 500. And then within like 2 hours, it had about 3,000.
How many Twitter followers did you have on the Sunday of the event? Because
on the Sunday of the event, I think I had about 9,000, early 9,000, like maybe 8,000. I can't actually remember the precise number.
You already had 8,000 followers on Twitter.
I did, yeah.
Oh.
I did.
How did you manage that?
What, have you done that?
That's impressive.
I've got like 300.
I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know how I've managed it. I like tweeting a lot, and I try and be as funny as I can possibly be. And I don't. I'm not sure. I just kind of a bit obsessed with Twitter.
But then so, it did kind of take off from there, didn't it? I mean, you had it with 9,000 followers. You've got a little bit of a head start. I don't think if I did something like this, it would take off the way it has with you. But it kind of then went mental, didn't it?
It did. It did go mental. Yeah. Like before that, I'd be lucky to get like 5 retweets, maybe. But it went crazy. Yeah. Like I got recognised in a queue in Liverpool for being on Lad Bible, like a random like nightclub queue.
Really?
That's amazing. Right,
yeah.
So this was then, was this night in Liverpool this weekend that's just gone?
It was the Monday, a week yesterday.
Okay.
So, a week before yesterday, yeah.
So just 2 days after the event, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And already you've been recognised. And can I ask what they said in the queue in Liverpool?
There's kind of... Went up. So I was with my friends. Like, I was visiting people at uni and whatnot, and I was with my friends. And this guy just came up to me and was like, "Are you that guy?" And I was like, "What? What does that even mean?" And they were like, "The guy that texted himself." And I was like, "Oh my god, how do you know who I am?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, we just saw you on our Bible, and I thought I was recognised. I thought I recognised you. I just wanted to be sure."
No, so way. You made the papers in Japan, didn't you?
I did, yeah. They used a photo of mine from like a year and a half ago, so they like proper stalked my Instagram to find like an acceptable photo of me.
Do you know if the stories like, hit any other crazy countries?
Like Finland, Sweden, like Norway, Germany, like just all. Oh, Indonesia, which is a bit of a weird one.
And over here,
a bit of a weird one.
In Britain, how many interviews have you wrapped up now? I now follow you on Twitter, and I've seen that you have been doing other radio interviews. How many have you wrapped up?
I have. This is my third radio interview.
Yeah?
I did a radio with Capital FM and Radio Oxford, which is my local radio.
Yeah.
And then Jack FM did a little... I heard them on the radio when I was in the car, just like I was listening to them. Like, and they just went, they kind of telling my story. And I was like, oh, this is really strange.
That must be weird.
That's crazy.
It's really weird. It is weird as anything, yeah.
Can I ask, this might just be me being boring, because I am a bit boring, but what do your parents think of it?
Well, my dad thinks it's hilarious. Like, he thinks it's very funny. And I'm not even sure what my mum thinks. I think she's, like, borderline horribly embarrassed. Like, she's, like, borderline horribly embarrassed, borderline, like, weirdly proud. it's like a strange kind of thing between my parents going, I don't know really. My dad put it on Facebook.
So he must be proud.
And he put it on like LinkedIn or something and like telling all his business friends. And I was like brought up in one of his business meetings, like with
that's
all
brilliant.
His like, executives. And about like the power of social media and whatnot.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is a great example, isn't it, of how powerful it is. And I guess,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, whoever works with your dads realise that it's a case of how powerful social media is. I just think it's great.
Yeah, it shot up massively. It was kind of like a snowball effect. Like, it started off like slowly with all like a couple here and there, and then it just randomly became like thousands of retweets. And then, like, within a day, like, Lad Bible had recognised it, which is, like, a personal dream. And like all those different kind of websites. And then, obviously, radio stations and whatnot tend to be interested in it, which is good.
And is it still snowballing, or has it started to tail off just slightly?
It's starting to tail off. Like, it's calmed down a little bit with the whole favourites and retweets and stuff. Like, I'd say I get about... a couple a minute now, whereas before I'd get like 20 a minute, like for a while, like in like peak times of the day, which would be weird. So I'd get like one a minute now, maybe.
Which is still
tailing off.
Crazy. I mean, would you say
it's still like really weird?
Because it must be a little annoying. But have you enjoyed this little glimpse of fame?
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed it a lot. Like it's been strange. It's kind of gone over my head massively with how it's kind of shot up.
But I would say
I've enjoyed it, yeah.
Given how many people you've drawn attention to, have you considered maybe, because if you're a prolific tweeterer, have you considered maybe doing, like, I don't know, YouTube videos or Vines or anything like that? or does that not interest you?
Yeah, like a while ago, I was like, because I like watching people on YouTube and like subscribe to a bunch of people, and I like kind of watching those things. I always used to think like, I wonder if I could actually do that, but I don't think I could pull it off. I don't think I'm interesting enough. Like, I just have to like talk about my drunk nights out, and I think that would get boring horribly quickly. So I don't think that would work, really.
Well, do you know what, man? I think people just like to hear real people. And the reason, for me, your story went massive is because everyone, although it's never nothing as funny as that has ever happened to them, everyone could relate to that and just think... When I got told about it, I was like, right, he is a legend. I'm desperate to speak to him. Which is kind of what the Lad Bible kind of try to represent. I mean, they do other things, but that's what, you know, that's what they like, isn't it? Seeing real, normal people having normal nights out. Yeah.
Yeah, just like classic like teenagers. Kind of like, I said it to like BuzzFeed or something, and it just signifies like British drinking culture. There's nothing like, I'm positive like this has happened to other people. Like, people have been tweeting me like, that's happened to me before, and like showing me examples where they've texted themselves. I just think it's the first time it's like properly shot up. A situation has properly shot up, and other people have been like, oh, that's actually, I've actually done that before. We are the same person.
And what was it like kind of returning to normal life? Because online you were leading this kind of celebrity lifestyle, even like for the last 10 days you've been leading some kind of celebrity lifestyle. But then what's real life for you? What do you go back to? College?
I work at River Island clothes shop in Oxford at the moment. I was on my gap year before uni.
Yeah.
So I work at River Island. I don't know, I like watching loads of TV, like classic teenage stuff like Netflix. Is eating like dangerous amounts of chocolate and just chilling, really, basically. And that's basically it. And just drinking.
Of course.
Yeah, that kind of sums it up, really.
And I guess if you're on a gap year, that means heading to uni in September?
Yeah, heading to uni in September. Hopefully, like Bristol. Hopefully. If I manage to get in, hopefully, like, they haven't seen the news.
Well, us here at FUBAR really want to see more of your stuff, so please get a YouTube channel or Vining, anything. I'm going to follow you on Twitter. I'll find you and follow you. But like, okay, we want to see more of this stuff. Do you think you're going to be going out this weekend drinking?
I'm actually in Bristol tomorrow, visiting for a couple of days, visiting friends and drinking. So I'll be doing that. Well, like going to a couple of clubs and having a pretty much good time.
Get on the Twitter when you're out in Bristol. Get on the Twitter, maybe do some vlogs for us or something, because we want to see more.
Yeah. I was like, strap a GoPro to my face and film my night.
Yes, please do. That would be amazing. Well, Marcus, thank you so much for talking to us about your 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, no worries, guys.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Yeah, see you later. Bye bye.
Cheers, Marcus. A legend, Marcus Gray.
Proper legend.
Follow him on Twitter, like so many are now doing.
Yeah, I need to get on that. Marcus Gray, need to find that.
Marcus_Gray, something like that. There's a lot of underscores involved.
Quite simple.
Well, no, it's quite a lot of...
Well, if I put Marcus Gray in, search it.
You'll find him.
He'll be the top one. I can't believe he had 9,000 followers before all this even started.
That all kind of makes sense to me now.
It does, yeah, well, I guess if...
It's going to snowball quite quickly if you've already got 9,000 followers.
True, although the thing is with Twitter, like, I'm not very good at it. I go on it very rarely. I basically just go on it to tweet this show once a week. But I don't really understand how, like, you follow so many people now. Like, old Twitter I used to do, I understood that. But you follow so many people now that you don't see their tweets. So if I followed this Marcus guy, I wouldn't, apart from when it got trending and stuff... I wouldn't have seen it because, you know, you're following hundreds, thousands of people. I don't really understand it anymore.
What do you mean old Twitter? What was old Twitter like?
it's a frog in my throat. Old Twitter, you didn't follow as many people.
And it was just kind of a social media outlet for you and your friends. Is that what you mean?
Well, I didn't actually really particularly follow my friends. When I first got Twitter, it was mainly for like comedians. I followed loads of comedians and then the odd politico writer, TV, you know, people that you like. So yes. Your top... between 1 and 300 people you really like in the celebrity world, plus a handful of friends. So then you actually pretty, you know, you do kind of see everything. But now, because everyone follows thousands, it's just a bit like, it's so full. I don't really see, I don't know, I don't like it as much.
I think there is a way of kind of splitting up your Twitter feeds. But for me, there's kind of three uses for Twitter.
Mm.
There is the social media thing, you sharing stuff with your friends, your friends sharing stuff with you. Then there's news. Twitter is the best thing out there now for news.
True.
Better than anything else. Following news sites, but also, if you hear something, searching it in Twitter, you get things quicker than anywhere else.
Very true.
But then also the kind of the following people that you aspire to be, following people that you're a fan of, that's the third use. And at the moment, we're having to combine all three, but maybe there's room for...
I definitely think there's a room for tweaking, because I agree. I mean, obviously the news and everything, that's very cool. And if you want to send something specifically to someone. But the reason I went on Twitter was to see comedians saying funny things.
Okay.
That was why I went on it. Or like interesting politicians saying things. But it's not really like that anymore. I don't know. I never get to see it. I'm sure they're doing it, but it's just so full. It's just all this rubbish that I follow now about like development agencies promoting, I don't know, health.
Maybe you should... go through and unfollow people.
Unfollow Oxfam and UNICEF and everything. Oh, they're looking like
a
bitch.
No, mate, you can't say that.
Can't say that, can
you?
You
can't say that. No,
but
keep
they're coming
them,
up
keep
my
them.
Feed.
Keep them. But maybe you do need to do some kind of ceremonial unfollowing.
Clear out.
So, yeah, a clear out, exactly.
An uncluttering of my Twitter.
Get on it.
I'll do it.
Okay, Sam and Lucy with you now for about 45 minutes. Still to come, I will be trying to take you around the world in 80 seconds. Lucy will be playing her favourite game, Celebrity Chop. And also, I need to talk about texts, if that's okay.
Okay,
is that
sure.
right, Luce?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next, actually, if that's all right.
Fine by me.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. We'll play this first, though. Fade Out Lines. The Avena. I think I've got that right.
Well, I don't know. You picked it.
The Avena.
It sounds like good.
That. Anyway, I'll stop speaking all over the vocal, because that just annoys
Shut
people.
Shut up, Sam.
Sorry. I'm going now.
Stop it.
All right.
Shush.
Sorry. Sorry.
Stop it. Life was full and fruitful and you could take a real bite. The juice pouring well over your skin's delight. But the shadow it grows and takes the depth away. Leaving broken down pieces to this priceless ballet. The shallower it grows. The shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the deeper down. We build all those bridges to watch them thin down to dust, or blow them voluntarily up constant trace. The clock is ticking, it lasts a couple of clocks, and there won't be a party with weather in front. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. Heading deep down, we're sliding without noticing our own decline. Heading deep down, we're hanging on to sweet nothing's left behind. I think. Sorry about the start of that record. I got carried away. That one's That's
called.
So
Fade.
Annoying.
Sorry. Fade Out Lines.
I liked that. Best song so far.
Best
apart from,
song so far.
Apart from our classic opening song.
Yes, which we love.
Mm.
Shall I plug that again?
Yeah, plug it.
99 Souls. We hate Flo Rida. Because if you haven't heard it, Flo Rida's ruined that song. Just to remind you.
No!
Sorry. I didn't plan to play this, but we should just point
out... You
didn't
warn me that you were going to do this.
No, I didn't plan to, but we should just remind people what bad music sounds like. Take a good record, but making it bad. Like Flo Rida's speciality. He's made a career out of it.
I bet she knows she fine. And I don't wanna tell her no lie. If I tell her, gotta tell her, need a slice of her pie. I predict the weather cause the cheddar
pie. Enough of that.
Turn it off. Turn off. Right, you need to prepare me. Like, when you're gonna play that nonsense, you need to let me know so I can take my headphones off.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna play it again because we've got things we need to do.
All that does is remind me how good the actual song is.
But we can't play it twice in one show. We just can't.
Can we not?
We can't.
Oh, it's so good.
I'd be told off.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't care. They're not going to tell me off. I'm never in the office.
People are already starting to notice that we open every song with the same, every show with the same song. And they're kind of going, what's that about?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Well, if they listen to the show, they'd know.
Exactly.
Yeah. They won't get this far in.
No, they won't.
Although I think it's been quite a good one today. Mr. Fubar. I think it's been brilliant, but Mr. Fubar doesn't necessarily...
No, he's a fan.
Is he a fan?
The top dog here at Fubar is a fan.
He's a fan.
No, seriously.
Is this just on air stuff?
No, no, seriously. I'm surprised too because obviously...
That's really shocked me.
We pitched this show at kind of the younger end of the FUBAR audience.
The hip end.
Not the hip end.
Hippity hop.
The younger end, I think was it. The younger end.
Mm.
Just because we need to find ourselves a niche. That's not to say we don't want people older listening.
Which I'm sure there are.
Exactly. But the only way we could get a show is if they pitch the idea of going for the under 24, the under 25.
Oh, the young people.
The young people.
Oh, the young ones.
That's how we got our show. But I could say that my boss isn't under 24. He won't mind me saying that because it's fact, okay?
Fact.
But so when I was told that he's a fan of the show, I was a little bit surprised.
That's really shocks me.
He listens on his drive home because he lives kind of your way, originally where you're from.
Oh, yeah.
Up the M40 there, and he listens on the M40.
Aww.
He downloads and listens, yeah. He's keen.
Legend, Mr. Fubar. Thank you, Mr. Fubar.
Thank you, Mr. Fubar. He might like this next bit that we're going to do.
What's that?
Well, basically, Luce, the same way I found out about our friend Marcus there, who became a famous on the internet.
On the old internet, on Twitter.
There's something else that's caught my eye this week on the internet.
Oh, yeah. It's not something naughty, is it?
No, it's not that kind of thing whatsoever.
Good.
In fact,
We've had enough porn for one show. Enough of that filth.
Not doing that again.
Filth.
Before I get to it, Luce, I need to just ask you one question. This kind of sets it up nicely.
Okay, go on.
You have a boyfriend, yeah?
I do.
Right. And this is not me asking you out, but I do want to know, at the moment, what is your relationship like between you and said boyfriend?
I would say good. We'd be going out maybe 9 months, 10 months.
It's good going,
so
that.
Pretty,
it's good effort, yeah.
Pretty solid.
Pretty solid, yeah, and going strong.
Going strong, not spending Valentine's Day together.
Yeah, that's which, your fault or his?
His fault, he's working.
His fault, okay.
But, you know, I'd say good. He bought me flowers last week.
So that's good going, isn't it?
Which is good going. And I made him sweet and sour chicken.
And you're not even...
Which is a sign of love, surely.
10 months in, you're not even a honeymoon stage and you're still doing stuff like that for each other.
Yeah, it bodes well, I think. Sweet and sour chicken. I mean, if you're still cooking sweet and sour chicken 10 months in, whoo, mama, got someone cooking there.
And he can still be bothered to stop at the petrol station and buy flowers as well.
Mm.
This guy...
They weren't petrol station.
Were they not? Tesco's?
Florist.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Well, how much
big
money is
bouquet.
It? Well, he's just showing off then, isn't he? Because who can afford flowers? Are you kidding me?
Who can afford Lion King tickets?
Well, that's a birthday though, isn't it? That's
true.
She was pleased. She's had them now. It's been a birthday.
Oh, is she happy?
She's happy, yeah.
Off-air lady friend is happy.
She's happy. That's all that matters, as long as off-air lady friend is happy.
And on-air lady friend is happy.
Well, you are, aren't you, in your relationship?
I'm ticking along nicely.
Okay. How would you describe the way you are between you and your boyfriend?
What is this?
Are you, no, it's not counselling.
Okay, this is
I'm
building
just
up something.
It's building up something. How would you describe... Are you quite kind of just like best mates? Or are you very boyfriend,
okay,
girlfriend? Are you very tactile?
I would say we're very silly.
Very silly,
nonsense.
Okay.
Nonsense. It's a lot of me being ridiculous and him laughing at me.
Right.
That seems to be like us two.
Yeah.
That's the basis of our relationship. And
it's a good basis, yeah, to start with.
A lot of twinking
like
and brass banding, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
A lot going out.
Is there ever any kind of cringe comments? You know, does he tell you how beautiful you look?
Nicknames and all that stuff.
Nicknames?
Definitely.
There's definitely nicknames.
But not in front of other people. I try not to.
Right.
But between each other.
In private?
Very cringy between us two.
And I suppose on the text, on the phone, very cringy?
On the text, on the old texting, so cringy.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
Have you, like, got on my phone and taken some text?
No, that's what I like to hear. Because this week, a website, which is kind of another version of BuzzFeed, it's an American website called Elite Daily.
Right.
They've made a great video this week, which has kind of gone viral. It's on the other websites that Marcus talks about, like Lad Bible and Unilad and things like that. I think that's where I saw it. Well, what they've done is taken a number of sets of friends. So I think you've got about 10 sets of friends on this video. The two sets of friends stand there a pair at a time, if that makes sense.
So it's 10 people.
No, 20 people.
20 people, and they're all friends?
No.
Okay, so it's 10 people with their friend.
Correct.
So 10 pairs of friends.
Correct.
Right, I'm with
you
now.
And then one pair at a time, they swap phones.
Yeah.
And then they go through each other's texts with their respective partners, read them out to the camera, hilarity ensues.
Brilliant.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yep.
I've got a little clip of the video now. Obviously, we haven't got the kind of visuals to go with it because this is radio. But this will give you a flavour of what the video is about. I suggest you go and check it out. See what you think of this, Luce.
I text my girlfriend every day. I mean, I don't text her. She texts me, like, constantly.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. All day, pretty much.
Actually, I don't text that often with my girlfriend.
No evidence.
We just sort of started, so I feel like we get some forgiveness for texting like middle school kids.
I text every day mostly.
I would definitely say I'm a lot more flowery and emotional in text to my man.
Can you guys swap phones and read some of each other's texts?
I don't know if this is allowed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we do that most days.
Yeah, you can see them.
Yeah, can you get,
Oh, shit.
You want to swap, bro?
It'd be yin and yang, I swear to God.
Why not? Let's see it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. All right, hold on.
All right, boy.
Oh, this is dangerous.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
I don't think so.
Let's see. I unlocked it for you.
Everything.
Oh, she just texted me.
She did.
I want to read this one.
There you are. Go and check it out. Elite Daily is where it originated, but it's all over the internet now. Very funny video. There's one lad I particularly like who reminds me of like a Michael Cera.
Okay.
Michael Cera. You know that character that Michael Cera always plays, which is that really nerdy.
The Michael Cera guy.
Yeah, but very attractive in his weird way. Very awkward.
Yeah, okay.
But very attractive,
I find him attractive, but yeah. I have.
Why can't I as well?
Do you not? Do you find him attractive?
I appreciate
it. He's not mainstream attractive because normally, like, my celebrity crushes are always really weird.
What you're failing to understand there is Michael Cera plays this character.
Yeah.
And every girl likes that character, but they just don't admit it. That's why it's so successful.
Okay.
And there's a guy in this video.
I always admit it. Like Richard Osman.
Right, that's a weird one, isn't it?
No.
There's no Richard Osman in this video, but the guy who reminds me of Michael Cera is brilliant.
Right. Why? Are you going to tell me some of the things they said?
Well, no, but this guy particularly, who's go and check the video out, but he's just got into a relationship. And his texts are by far the best.
Aww.
One of them goes somewhat along the lines of, why aren't you with me? I just want to kiss you. Which is nice, isn't it?
Right. Are you genuinely telling me that you played that clip, but you're not playing any of the punchlines?
No, that's all I've got.
What?
There's no punchlines.
I thought that's what you were building up to, the actual punchlines.
No, there
are
is.
You like are you working for these people?
No, I'm not working
like
for
advertising
them.
Advertising
What I'm saying is, somebody, go to their website and check it out.
Well, I want to hear it, though. Tell me funny things they said.
Well, I've just said one thing.
Well, yeah.
I suppose, well, that has served a purpose. I am building to something.
Right.
I was wondering if...
No!
Could we swap phones?
I just realised what you're doing!
Could we swap phones now?
No!
What if I play one song?
No, but you're going to be not cringy. You're going to... Because you knew you were doing this. You're going to have deleted all the embarrassing ones.
I haven't deleted anything.
Liar.
I promise you.
Liar.
I promise I haven't deleted anything. Don't delete anything now.
My boyfriend's literally texting me now about how much he's missing.
Right. We'll play the vaccines and off the back, me and you will have a go at this. Is that okay? No deleting text, all right?
Okay.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. In my body is a temple you can worship. I'm a demon and I kick you in the teeth, sir. So even when you're spitting blood, you would save a thought for me. Cause I got so mad I have to wear for ransom. Lord, before I'm bad, thank God I'm handsome. So handsome. I know I should be fit
the very noisy vaccines. That one's called Handsome. You join us at a very difficult time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, me and Lucy, I mean, this is my doing, but we've kind of fallen out now. Because I've suggested that we do something that's become very popular this week because of one video on the internet. Go and check it out. It's on a website called Elite Daily. But friends, they swap phones and they read each other's texts from
their other half.
Their other half, exactly.
We're celebrating Valentine's weekend, basically. And we've swapped. So I am now looking at texts between Sam and his off-air lady friend.
She's called Amy.
She's called Amy.
Sam, real name, I'm not making it up.
Sam is, she's a real person, apparently.
She exists.
And Sam is looking at texts between me and my boyfriend, Ben.
Yes,
and this,
yes I am.
This is, I mean, who's going to go first?
Should I go first? Because I sprung this on you, didn't I? I know what I'm doing. I expected this.
Yep.
I will go at your phone first, okay?
Oh, God. Okay, fine. No, just do it. Just do it. I'm not ashamed of my romantic side.
We'll play a nice little bed to go with it.
You okay. Bellend. I'm going to swear, you absolute bellend.
It's a nice little jazzy bed for it.
Oh, I hate you so
okay.
much.
I mean, looking at these texts loose, you had a bad start to the week. Ben seemed to be a little bit annoyed with you, so you had to reply, I'm so sorry. I love you. I'm absolutely fine. XX, XXX.
Oh, we had a massive fight because I was out really drunk at this point.
Oh, God.
I was smashed and he was like, why aren't you answering your phone? So I said that. Oh, my God.
I think I'll bypass the argument just slightly. To Ben.
There's a massive argument.
Who picks up with, this is when you're starting to make up. Yes, gorgeous. Don't worry about me. Enjoy yourself. Three kisses. Got some good news, hon. Kiss, kiss. Yes, question mark. I've got Sunday and Monday off. Really? Wow. Do you want me to come down, kiss? Yes, exclamation mark, kiss. Cool. Maybe we could go out for dinner, spelt incorrectly, or have a takeaway or champagne. Are you free on Monday or busy? Either sounds great. Let's do takeaway and champagne. Just 1 hour lecture plus band.
You're a prick.
That was my vote too. Can I come down Saturday? Can't wait. XXX. Definitely exclamation mark X. I think we'll fast forward to today. Gonna stay question mark.
It's always about who's gonna stay at whose and what we're gonna eat. That is all we talk about.
Right, we'll do today's then. Gonna stay. Don't want to be driving home too late. Want to, but have got work at, hang on. Want to, but you have work at, and I have a 9 a.m. lecture, presumably.
Tomorrow.
Can't decide. Could come to yours and eat, so hungry. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
I'm literally sitting here eating biscuits in the studio.
Either going to be a very late finish or very early start if you do. But
I
of course, you are more than welcome. Breaking news there on the text front from Ben.
More than welcome.
Right, go on, I'm going to go back further in time with yours while you take a look at mine.
Oh, God, you're going to go back. You're going to see some. Your mind's going to be blown. Okay, right. Right, okay, so Sam and Amy. I've gone back to first thing this morning.
First thing this morning.
And, you know, where it gets to the point where it says load earlier messages.
Okay.
First thing it says is, which pants? They aren't here. Happy birthday, Boxing Day.
It's a birthday yesterday, you see.
And she says, black, ha ha. I don't know where they've gone then, oops. She's lost her pants.
So yesterday, for her birthday, she was kind enough, even though it was her birthday, she travelled to me, stayed at mine. I didn't. She reckons she's lost the pants at my house.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. So she says, I don't know where they've gone then. Oops. And Sam has said, woo. And she says, why is that woo? I hope to find them and keep them. And the best part of that is that her response is, okay. This is your girlfriend, not just some random girl. And her response is, okay.
Yeah, she's that was a little bit weird, wasn't it?
Wearing my work again. What?
Sorry, yeah, I corrected myself on that one.
Wearing my new shirt again to work. That's what I meant. Ah, oh, good. The red and black. Right, so Sam is telling her what he's wearing, and she's just not interested. And he's like, you're crap at texting, BTW, exclamation mark. And she says, I'm not, exclamation mark. Later on, Sam says, wagwan, question mark. Just eating my sweet potato.
Nothing's ever gone from so ghetto to so middle class so quickly.
Wagwan, just eating my sweet potato. Okay, hang on. There's a really great bit. Okay. Oh, bless. She's like, are you missing me? I wish I could be in your bed when you're home. And you just go, yeah, that would be nice. She's clearly trying to talk to you. Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thanks. Oh, gosh. Oh,
what else
bless
is there?
Her. No, we can cuddle. And you go, we'll have to.
Right, so that's about what? Our yurt at the weekend.
Oh, your yurt.
The yurt
is going to be cold.
There's no electricity in the yurt. The yurts we've stayed in previously have electricity built in. There's at least two plugs, but apparently this yurt, plugless.
Oh, update on the pants front.
Okay.
You found those pants yet? Nope. Good. Good, Amy. Thanks for letting us know. I just love that she sends you all these messages just being like, are you missing me? You're just like, yeah.
It's something yeah, like that, yeah. No, I do. I do miss her.
She says, how's your day? Sounds response, yeah, sound, mate. Yours? That's hilarious. I mean, that's how you text me.
Yeah.
But I didn't
know
that was how you texted her
that's
as well.
That's how I text everyone.
I mean, can I go a bit further back?
Yeah, go on. I mean, I've been locked out of your phone, but I think...
Oh, okay, that's not a bad thing.
What we'll do, see if you can find any highlights.
Yeah.
And then we'll lose the bed and call it quits on this text thing. But just you do a few last quotes. This is going to come back, though, by the way, because I've loved this. Can we bring this back again?
I'm sorry, but can I just say this one bit I've just seen?
Do you want the bed or do you want me to kill the bed?
Definitely the bed.
Definitely the bed.
Okay, so it's going to be Amy and Sam. Hopefully you'll know the voices. Bum knows I'm going home. Ha ha, you're minging. Does. Done it yet? Yeah.
Good poo?
Yeah.
That has got to come back. I mean, that's awful. My girlfriend has just admitted pooing on the air. But we're going to do that again, aren't we?
Literally, I could not like this girl more. She loses her pants and she shits on the phone. Not on the phone.
If you've gone... Right, I'm not going to tell you now, but I think we do this another time.
Yeah, maybe we can get the highlights for each other. Or is that defeating the object?
It is defeating the object. I think the best way that this feature, if it becomes a feature, is going to work is if we both just forget that it happens.
Yeah.
And then we spring it upon each other at any time.
Yeah.
You say, right, Sam, let's swap phones.
And we just go through it.
Yes.
I mean, that's just gold. I mean, I was really embarrassed. I'm clearly seeing a different dynamics between the two relationships. I'm incredibly, oh my God, babe, I love it so much. Kiss, 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 kiss. And you're more like, wagwan, wear your pants. You're doing a poo.
The pants thing, I think, is going to make me out to be quite somewhat of a player.
I mean, you were like, I hope I can find them and keep them.
See, that was a joke, but it makes me sound rather creepy,
doesn't
it? Was
it a joke?
It was a joke, yes.
I just talk about food.
There was a lot of food talk,
wasn't
there?
A lot of food. Yeah. I'm very hungry all the time. I've come with a packet of biscuits and a packet of mints.
You've not quite got through the biscuits yet, though. I think I've had more of them than you.
I mean, there's a foot left? Nah, less than a foot. It's about a foot of biscuits.
There is a foot. That's a foot of biscuits. It's a size 6, I'd say. You got a size 6 left of biscuits. You've had about 4.
Which is handy, because I'm a size 6, so good that they'll fit.
Yes, shortbread shoes you've got there. Luce, I think you should have a think for a name of this new kind of texting feature we've got going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I did think this would be a throwaway link. Something was topical now because of the internet. But
hell
in fact,
no, this is sticking.
This is sticking.
Like super glue.
Like super glue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not going to get that off.
Oh, God. Right, celebrity shop to come, but we'll play this first. Hoodie Allen and Ed Sheeran.
Cause I got soul and I won't quit. And your dad don't like it when I talk my sh. Cause I'm all about it, baby. I'm all about it, baby. I'm staying up late just to pass the time. And your parents don't like it when you are getting high. But I'm all about it, baby. I'm all about it, baby. I'm not a rapper, just a singer with a game plan. I play guitar, no need to worry about my Drake hand. 80,000 people in front of the stage, damn. Waiting for the sun to shine just to rock these Ray-Bans. I just wanna leak sh-
what?
Not literally leak sh- wanna push the music through the speakers. Double shot glass and in the back of the pub, my mate Jason at the bar screaming,
who want what?
Now, please be warned that every summer feature on has capacity to be reborn. I said that anything can happen when I pick up a pen, but now I'm all about love, so won't you say it again? I said I used to be
the shy type. Backpack on my back on public transport, sort of guy type. Now I'm in the limelight, trying to get my mind right. Body clock is in the cloud, so often guess it's high time. Hoodie sing the line,
I got soul, and I won't quit. And your dad don't like it when I talk my sh, cause I'm all about it, baby. I'm all about it, baby. Full of Megans and Ashleys, and they're wondering if there's room for them to get on my bus. I'm like, naturally, baby, let me find a spot in the front for you and for your friends. You can be mine, but we can pretend. Oh, typical rapper act in a typical fashion. I'm doing something that's different. I'm trying to pull up my pen. The young prince of Manhattan, not everybody believe it. Adrian Broner, the way I'm ducking and weaving. We go together like interceptions and Revis. She said the only rapper she loving is Yeezus. One for the money, two people since the beginning. 3 million records get sold and not everybody is winning. I'm Larry David plus Miles Davis. So everybody hated him. I hardly blame him. Cause I got soul
and I won't quit. And your dad don't like it when I talk my sh, cause I'm all about it, baby. I'm all about it, baby. I'm staying up late just to pass the time. And your parents don't like it when you out getting high. But I'm all about it, baby. I'm all about it, baby. And they don't know anything about us. Or anything about us. Or anything about it.
No, no, no.
Ed Sheeran, Hoodie Allen, featuring Luciana Gray.
Thank you very much, please, thank you.
That one was called All About It.
I enjoyed that.
It's good, Ed Sheeran smashes it on that record. Hoodie Allen, we've been introduced to. Awful name, but he sounds quite a rapper.
I mean, why Hoodie Allen? Why? Why would you do that?
It's a play on words. He's from the hood, but he loves his films. Is that right?
Oh.
Something like that.
Can I ask you a question? I always put my hand up then. I genuinely put my hand up.
No, I like that. Let's introduce that. Yes, Lucy. Girl at the back with her hand up.
Thank you, thank you.
Girl at the back. Long brunette. Tall girl.
Long brunette.
Long brunette hair. Not you.
Yeah.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Thank you, please. You know that text thing we just did where we swapped phones and we read each other's romantic texts?
We enjoyed it.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
If you could do that, so look at the text from someone's other half of any celebrity, who would it be?
Any celebrity?
I can't think of any. A famous marrying a famous. Oh, Brangelina, but I bet there's a world boring.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Don't know what, I'm just imagine that they're really boring people. That might be really unfair, but it's a feeling I'm getting.
That relatively new celebrity couple of Rihanna and DiCaprio, I bet they're quite interesting. They lead very different lives.
What?
Well, they might have split up now. I've seen that he's been a naughty boy.
No. What?
Rihanna.
DiCaprio. Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Jack from Titanic stands under her umbrella, Ella.
What?
Yes.
How? What?
It's happening.
How have I not... What?
It's massive, isn't it? It's like the most famous man on the planet getting with the most famous woman.
I don't know what to say.
It's happening.
I'm
Google
totally
it.
Astounded.
Google it.
I just... Wow.
Do you spend any time on the internet? I've just proved
really.
It over...
I sometimes look at some comedy blogs.
See, that's a better use of time.
I sometimes play 2048.
What's that?
Whoa. You wouldn't like
it. Do we have time to talk about it?
No, you wouldn't like it. It's really boring.
Okay.
It's just a game.
Right.
You wouldn't like it.
Hang on.
Who's J-Law with now?
Oh, God. She's been with a number of people.
Because she's with someone at the moment that's a famous, but I can't remember who it is now. It's definitely a famous, and I remember thinking, God, he's done well. Chris Martin!
No, split now.
Are they split?
They're split, yeah. So
what?
Not the comedian who's formerly of this station, RIP. Chris Martin.
R.I.P.
You have to say it, Luce. You have to say it's respect. He may come back. I like Chris. Good guy. But it's not that Chris we're talking about. We're talking about the Chris that probably is the bane of the other Chris's life. Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah. But they split up.
They split up, yeah.
They had a conscious uncoupling.
Yes.
Or are they just split up?
No conscious uncoupling. Every single one of Chris Martin's relationships has to be unconscious uncoupling.
I mean, what is she doing with him? She's so out of his league.
She's realised that.
Do you think that's what's happened?
No, but imagine this, right? It's a similar thing to Katie Holmes and that small guy, Tom Cruise.
She's so out of his league.
Right. But if you're a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And you grow up with Coldplay album playing on your CD player.
Okay.
Or a Tom Cruise film post Top Gun poster on your wall.
You're going to go... So, exactly. In the way that I've grown up with Pointless, and so even though I'd like to maybe think I'm out of his league, I would always go for Richard Osman, every time, because I've grown up with Pointless.
Right, but then if he was to see you and think, what's she seeing in me?
Yeah, I'd be like, mate, it doesn't matter.
You're Richard Osman or
You're Richard Blooming Osman, and I'm in love with you.
Exactly.
Properly, I'm well into Richard Osman at the moment. And so I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Is there anything Ben can help you with?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
We've briefly talked celebrity there. Do you want a very brief celebrity chop?
Yeah, I want a brief celebrity...
chop. A brief celebrity chop. Chop. Okay, Celebrity Chop is a game that we play. It used to be 5 clips. I've shortened it down to 3 simply because it gets so tiring because Lucy's so bad at it. The idea with this is... I play 3 very short clips of a celebrity saying something. I want to know from Lucy who that celebrity is, what they're saying, and in what context they're saying. If she gets that context right, it's worth 5 points. If she gets the person right, it's worth 1. But a creative context, something that she completely makes up, but is relatively funny, and I find amusing, she can win up to 5 points.
Well done.
That's quite concise.
It's always difficult telling people how the game works.
Should we get into it? Celebrity Chop number 1?
Do it.
Hey son, just saw your ass crack. Hey son, just saw your ass crack.
There you go. Celebrity Chop number 1. We've not got long, Lucy.
Oh my
gosh. Keep it quick.
Give it to me again.
Hey son, just saw your ass crack.
Is it
Hey son, just saw your ass crack.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, that is a great guess.
Is it Owen Wilson?
It's not Owen Wilson, but that sounds just like him.
Because my guess was going to be, it was Owen Wilson when he's filming Starsky and Hutch, and Ben Stiller, when they're in the car together, he dropped his McDonald's cup and bent down, and there was a little bit of bum on show, and that's what he said.
Hey, son, just saw your ass crack.
Right, that could be. That could be...
I mean...
What's the boy you just said?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, that could be him, yeah.
It's not! Is it not? I actually thought it was.
The trick with this is this is somebody doing an impression of his mum.
Oh.
Right, so it's an American male, you might have gathered, but he's kind of putting on a voice to imitate his mother.
Hey, son, just saw your ass crack.
I mean, I'm stumped then, because I actually thought it was Owen Wilson.
I will give you a point for Owen Wilson, because I've never heard anything sound more like Owen Wilson. That's weird. So 1 point, write it down. You're
1 point.
And the context
I'll take it.
Is all right, actually.
Yeah.
2 points for context.
It's not Ben Stiller.
No, it's not Ben Stiller. It's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with Starsky and Hutch.
Oh.
It's in fact Bradley Cooper from Hangover fame.
Doesn't sound like him at all.
But he's telling the story of how the paparazzi caught him, you know, with a builder's bum.
They were there outside my house. I live in Venice, and... I remember bending down to pick Charlotte up and put her in the truck, and I was like, and there was a guy literally right behind me, and I remember thinking it's probably a nice ass crack shot they just got. Yeah. And then literally, as I was at the airport, my mom's just saw, hey son, just saw your ass crack on the internet.
Oh, I mean, that's so unfair.
That's quite tough, isn't it? That?
Okay, you give me it's almost like hearing an impression of an impression almost.
I shouldn't have done that. That was naughty, wasn't it?
Well, I still got 3 points, so I'm happy. Give him the next one.
Everyone's gonna be on top of you. Everyone's going to be on top of you. On top of you.
Everyone's going to be on top of you. Right, is it the one from Geordie Shore with red hair?
Oh, which one's that?
I've completely forgot the name because I haven't watched it in 2 years.
Red hair?
Is it the one from Geordie Shore with long red hair? And she's saying about how when they go on holiday, because that's the last one I watched was when they went on holiday.
Which holiday? Because they've been on a few.
Oh, I don't know, some clubbing holiday. They went on holiday.
To Magaluf? Or to Mexico?
No, Magaluf.
Right, okay.
They went there, and she's saying that they're all going to have to sleep in bunk beds because they're all a bit skinned, so everyone's going to be on top of you because they all sleep in these massive bunk beds, all the girls sleep in them. Is that right?
everyone's going to be on top of you.
Wrong member of Geordie Shore.
But it is Geordie Shore.
It's Geordie Shore.
Ah! Everyone's going to be on top of you.
I've got to get a point. Given I haven't watched it in about 2 years.
Point, yeah. It's a point. But you've missed a trick because that's the most famous of the Geordie Shores.
Oh, what's her name?
Charlotte Crosby.
Ah!
She's not talking about bunk beds, although I'll give you a point for that because you could have gone, you could have said something else. You could have gone rude.
But I didn't.
You didn't. You
I restrained myself. I like that. You'll be proud.
Charlotte's in fact talking about what a lovely time she's having at the Clove Show.
Oh.
Have a listen to this.
Do you know what? It's been really good. I had a few people say it was Charlotte's crazy busy. You're going to hate it. You're going to get panic attacks. Everyone's going to be on top of you wanting photos. But I've come here and I'm loving every single second of it.
Good on her. I mean,
good for you, Charlotte.
I'm quite proud that I got it. It was Geordie Shore. But yeah, as I say, I haven't watched it in a very long time. So.
How many points are you on there?
I'm on 5, which, you know, I think that's pretty bloody good.
That's not bad, is it? You'll take that.
I'll definitely take 5 out of a potential. What's the maximum you can get? 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. And there's one more to go.
Yes, there is.
I'm proud.
The final celebrity chop, as we say, we cut it down to just 3 because Lucy normally is quite bad at it, but on the day I should shorten it, she's proved to be relatively good.
Thank you.
Final celebrity chop then. Celebrity chop number 3.
We want to roast you.
Oh. Oh, God.
We want to roast you. We want to roast you.
Oh, no.
Any ideas?
Oh, God. It's a chef.
We want to roast you.
Oh,
is
God.
It?
Oh, is it not? It's not who I was it's thinking.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay, we want
to... We want to roast you.
It is... Okay, I know. Right. It's Greg Wallace talking to the other one, the one with hair. And he's talking to him.
Yeah,
and
nobody knows. Isn't that weird?
What? Nobody knows
Everyone
him.
Everyone knows Greg Wallace. Nobody knows who
I
that other character is.
I don't know why that is. But, yeah, that other guy. Basically, they're there talking to the MasterChef contendants this year.
Contestants. Or contenders.
Either?
You're the journalist. You're supposed to be good at writing.
Contestants.
Right, okay.
They are contenders to be MasterChef.
Correct.
Pedant. He's talking to the contestants, and it's the ones that have not got through, so they've been kicked out this week, and he's saying that him and the other guy that no one knows is going to roast them.
Okay, incorrect. Incorrect nationality.
He's American, isn't he?
He's American, yeah.
Is it an American chef?
No, it's not.
Nothing to do with food?
Nothing.
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you need to stop talking about the food. Do you want to have another guess now it's American or you're just stuck?
Let me hear it one more time.
We want to roast you.
Alan Rickman.
We want to roast you.
That's, again, he's English. It's in fact James Franco talking about when he had a comedy roast.
I had no idea what I was getting into. They called me and said, we want to roast you. We won't make it like when we did... I don't know, what's her name, Baywatch or whatever.
Yeah, so he's getting confused with Pamela Anderson. He was talking about when she got roasted and that was how they sold it to him, that it wasn't going to be like the Pamela Anderson roast. Yeah, that's it for Celebrity Chop. We are done.
I got 5!
5 points, that'll
Woo-hoo!
Do, won't it? 5 points out of a possible Yay! 18, though.
Woo-hoo!
It's not that good a score, is it, really?
Hey now. I got 5 for 5 on our Porn or 50 Shades of Grey game.
Which it is going to come back in some form, isn't it? We're going to do more 50 Shades of Grey.
We need more 50 Shades of Grey chat because I ace it. I'm going to go see it. We're going to go see it and we'll record stuff for you all. We'll give you our reviews, our different reviews, which will be interesting to hear. We won't tell each other our reviews, but I promise you that me and Sam will go see 50 Shades of Grey and we will let you know what we think.
Sounds good to me.
I might record my reactions to the naughty bits.
So we've kind of come up with new stuff today, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got that new stuff, and we've got a new game where we look at each other's texts. That's staying.
Which, you know, if you have any ideas for the text game, please tweet us names for this game, because text doesn't rhyme with anything. Maybe SMS or messaging. I don't know, help us out. Tweet at FUBAR Radio and let us know, because we're stumped.
Definitely. The stuff that we normally do is have to kind of take a back seat. I want it to take you around the world in 80 seconds. Not happening. Also, we like to finish the show with what's going on next weekend. Loose. Quickly, very, very quickly, what's going on next weekend?
Okay, next weekend, Friday night, the Hearts play the Electric Circus in Edinburgh. Fearless Vampire Killers at Rock City, Nottingham. Arrested Development, who are brilliant, at the Leamington Spa Assembly in, guess it, Leamington. Got Al Murray taking his tour, pub landlord tour, which will be very interesting at the moment, to Shrewsbury Theatre. Count Arthur Strong with his show, Somebody Up There Licks Me, at Stockport Plaza. Saturday, Marmosets at Nottingham Rescue Room. Hudson Taylor at Mandela Hall, Belfast. The Maccabees, Leadmill, Sheffield. And Tommy Tinnen, who is a legend at Cheltenham Town Hall. And finally on to Sunday, George Ezra, still tickets available at the O2 Academy Glasgow. Also in Glasgow, you've got Royal Blood at Barrowland. And finally, the Dunwells' lovely band, Hare and Hound, Birmingham. That's what's coming up.
Nice and quick, Luce. I like it. Very, very quick.
Thank you.
But time for us to go. Another show done. Tick.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. We're finished with this. Me and Lucy back next week, 6 o'clock. Alex Adair, Make Me Feel Better, finishes us off.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
So let's stay together.
To make me feel better.
On FUBAR.